He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Are you feeling positive today?
Yes, I am. And why would you ask that question, gee, I wonder?
Well, this is SNU.
Absolutely, and I just love coming into the studio and doing SNU the first Thursday of every month.
And if you would let me finish, this is SNU, he said, she said. This is our time to get it on.
Okay, and also too, yeah, our wedding anniversary is this month.
You're kidding.
No, we've been married for 14 years and together for 16. And you have been a wonderful husband, dear. I just thought I'd share that with everybody in SNU land.
I knew there was something to be happy about today.
So there you go.
So, what is cooking?
Well, what's cooking is penne with garbanzo bean and broccoli. This is an Italian dish that I've made for years, and I just brought it out again because Wednesday nights we do dinner with all the kids. So we usually eat the same old thing, the athlete's cookbook. So I thought I would bring out something just a little different. The garbanzo beans, or chickpeas they're called, are the most widely used consumed versatile legume in the world. Did you know that?
And they are high carbohydrate.
Yeah, and they sure are good. The garbanzo beans, they have a really firm texture with a delicious nut-like and even a buttery texture. They melt in your mouth.
Good.
They are really, really tasty. And they provide a good source of protein and can be enjoyed year-round. You can buy them in a tin, and if you buy them in a tin, it's probably a good idea to wash them first because they have salt, or you can buy them dried and let them soak overnight. That's what I do.
Garbanzo beans, those are also used in hummus, aren't they?
And hummus, and falafels, curries. It's a noted ingredient in the Middle Eastern and Indian dishes.
Right.
So it originated
really
in the
heavy,
Middle East.
Really, really heavy.
Yeah, but very, very heavy. Very
good.
Satisfying.
I see these people dipping the bread into it. Wow.
Oh, wow. I haven't made hummus for a while, but that's really good. But the penne is, and especially penne rigate, is a thin tube pasta with sharp diagonally cut ends that resemble the quill of a pen. Penne pasta is approximately about 1.25 to 1.5 inches in length. The rigate in the penne pasta name indicates that the pasta has ridged surface. And the penne is also available in a smooth surface. And when you're cooking, I've been to Italy, and they have pasta al dente, which is not quite as cooked as much as I like it, but that is the actual way that you should cook pasta. And to make sure that the penne is cooked al dente, this is a fancy term for pasta that is fully cooked but not overly soft. The phrase is Italian for to the tooth, which comes from testing the pasta consistency with your teeth.
Boy, that's...
Unlike what you do at home is you throw it on the wall and there's all...
Oh, I love doing that.
I know
you
do.
That's how you test your pasta.
I know, but
you
leave it there. You leave it there, and then days later, I'm looking around, and I'm seeing all this pasta all over the wall. Not that we eat a lot of pasta, but maybe it's like weeks later, it's still
I don't
there.
Know. I just like to hurl things.
I know you
especially
do.
Especially at people.
I know you do.
But you know a lot about pasta. There's a lot that I didn't know about pasta that you just
I love pasta.
Shared
Before
with me.
I met you, the gym was in Little Italy. I used to eat pasta every single day. I'm Sicilian. I love my pasta. But realizing that it wasn't the best thing for my diet, I learned to eat the healthy way, the way you have.
Besides being very high in carbohydrates and having a moderate glycemic index, the problem that I've got with pasta is that it's made of white flour.
Yes.
Now, it wouldn't be the problem that it is for a lot of people if it was made of whole grain.
Right.
But still, even whole grain pasta is a very high
right.
carbohydrate
right.
food. And remember, we're not supposed to eat carbohydrates like we're made out of them. Because we're not.
Like I used to?
Yes.
Oh,
we're supposed
so good,
to eat
though.
Proteins and
oh,
minerals and essential
pasta.
Fatty acids like we're made out of them because we are made out of
mm-hmm.
those.
Mm-hmm.
Carbohydrates feed the fuel.
So
fire.
You can buy different types of pasta. You can buy organic brown rice pasta. You can buy kamut, spelt, multigrain. So you can change the grain, but I wouldn't suggest eating it all the time. But just once in a while, this is kind of a nice little penne pasta dish that you can make to take. You have it cold, too.
Yes, but you know when you go into a restaurant, sometimes you can order by selecting the right foods. a fairly decent meal. But I find that in most restaurants, they do not have whole grain or whole meal pasta.
No, of course not. Because most people don't like it. Most people do not like it.
They find
it
heavy and too coarse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whereas I find, which I used to love the white pasta before I met you, but now that I've had the whole grain pasta, it just seems to stick to the roof of my mouth, the white pasta now. But anyway, I use the garbanzo beans with the whole grain penne pasta, a couple of onions and some steamed broccoli and a whole bulb of garlic. I use lots of garlic, and everybody's always blown away. Like the editors of these magazines that I do my recipes for, they email me back and say, are you sure it wasn't a clove of garlic and not a whole bulb? I say, no, honey, it's a whole bulb of garlic.
That's right.
Right. So I saute the onions and I saute the garlic in extra virgin Greek olive oil. And then I add a little bit of steamed broccoli to it with a little bit more olive oil with some grated Parmesan and salt and sea salt and fresh ground pepper to taste. And it sure was good, wasn't it?
Absolutely delicious.
And the kids all loved it. So I know it's kid tested, you see. And you know, if the kids like it, then it's good. So it's relatively healthy, I would say.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
So that's good. So that's what I was cooking.
Well, whole foods can be drawn together even in a fragmented form. You could take a component and change its form as long as you don't lose the intrinsic nutrient value. That's the key. If it's present, then you're still transferring those nutrients, those minerals, those elements into the body. And that's why we eat food, to transfer energy
right.
and the essential things that we require. Mm-hmm.
So this is in the, this isn't in the Athlete's Cookbook, but it's part of our carbs and starches. So as part of the Athlete's Cookbook. So, you know, I'm going to be doing, this recipe will be in the Vista magazine in the July issue of Vista.
Right.
So you can take a look at that and try it out and get creative with different pastas and adding different beans and different vegetables to it. You know, just get creative. That's all it is. This is not, there's no hard and fast rules here, but just try to get the healthiest quality ingredient that you possibly can.
Take any recipe and just delete the stuff that's no good and then bring in the stuff that has the value.
I can look through a recipe book in 2 seconds. I can tell you if I'm going to take anything from it or not. Because if they have white flour, white sugar, white vinegar, margarine, I go, eh, these people aren't into the health, you know. But I can change it around. And the consistency will be a little bit different. That there's no doubt about that. But just take any recipe you like and change it around for the healthy look.
Excellent. Oh, okay, so that was a wonderful recipe, and everybody out there, please give it a shot. Now, let's get into reviewing our last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest was Nick Christofides. Nick is Ruby, our daughter's high school counselor. He's a PE teacher and a personal trainer. And you know, he actually thinks the same way you do, Corey. Skitty.
Hello. Nobody thinks the way I do, dear.
He said that the school system is not necessarily about academia, but about conformity. As a high school counselor, he doesn't act as a disciplinary, but he gives the students choices and tries to direct them in the right way. He really does listen to the students. Like a lot of teachers, his hands are tied at the moment. And he says these changes will be happening in the schools, but it will take time. He knows that physical exercise is what the kids need to think more clearly and to feel better about themselves. He's the new wave in the teaching system, and I really wish I had a high school counselor like him.
No
kidding. And he's cute, too.
Well, he's fit.
Yeah.
He understands.
My high school counselors did not look like that.
What do they look like?
Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. They were not attractive whatsoever, male or female. And they were asking me what I wanted to do for the rest of my life in grade 8. And I'm going, how do I know what I want to do for the rest of my life?
So it is important to set a standard.
For me, it was a role model. And
it's
I
always
did,
been
did not
important
respect them
for
at
me.
All.
I like to see something that I'm attracted to and want to become. And that model is so important. It still comes down in so many cases to what's under the shirt.
Absolutely. What's under your shirt?
You want to see?
Oh. Later, baby.
It cost you.
Thank you, Nick, for that wonderful interview.
Yeah, and especially his contribution regarding how exercise can avert depression.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And treat panic attacks. And, you know, that's one of the most practical ways to treat negative thinking or a panic attack is literally get on the floor and give me 20 push-ups, go for a run, move your body, swing from a tree, whatever. If you're in a negative state, I challenge anyone out there, stop your car, get out, do 20 jumping jacks, move your body, and you will instantly change your state of mind.
Yeah, because your breath changes, because when you have a panic attack, you can't breathe.
You can't be negative. You can't be worried about something when you're doing a set of really heavy squats. Mm-hmm. You got to focus on squatting.
Mm-hmm. And perimenopausal women, as I am one right now, and a lot of my friends are at this time, have panic attacks or anxiety attacks, whatever you want to call it. But some of them aren't training, so... Every now and then I'll get one, but then I go for a walk or I do what I need to do, and it just does come to pass. So you're absolutely right, Corey Holly. Again.
Well, it's not me. It's nature.
Science.
Okay, so having a look ahead, who is coming as our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Ivan Strickwerda. Ivan is the president of the INBA of Canada. That is the International Natural Bodybuilding Association. Ivan, along with his wife, Karen, are dedicated to enhancing the true sport of natural bodybuilding. Together, they are leading the way by producing prestigious INBA competitions in quality venues. They are both in top natural shape themselves, which is nice to see and of paramount importance.
There's that model again.
Yeah, absolutely. Both have competed and believe that the true sport of bodybuilding will one day be in the Olympics. Ivan is strong on appreciating the athletes involved. The venues are beautiful and the show is professionally done. This association is only bodybuilding. No fitness, no fitness models, etc. Ivan doesn't believe that a sport can be done in high heels. How true is that?
Well, there's some people that would disagree.
I know there would be. But you know, when you think about it, how can you do a sport in high heels? The true sport. It's a modeling.
What about a strip club? Is that a sport?
That's physical activity. That's physical activity. That's not a sport. And that's not what we're looking at here. You know, so there is some true. The true. Because
I'd like to be on the judging panel in a strip club.
I'm sure you would. So we really look forward to Ivan's interview.
And you know what? He is a man of honor. He respects the sport of bodybuilding as much as he respects the athletes that compete in it. It's all about them. And I was really attracted to his inner philosophy as a human being. And it's wonderful that we have in Canada his leadership behind the INBA Canada. And I'm honored that he appointed me director of education. And we've got some amazing things in store for natural bodybuilding, carving out a path into the future.
And also, too, what he's doing is usually if somebody has to go to a bodybuilding competition and we have to go, they are so long and drawn out and it's actually painful to watch some of these shows. He's doing them from 9 till noon is the prejudging. Then from 5 until 8 o'clock at night is the final show. And you're out by 9 o'clock. There might be a meet and greet. I'm the event promotions manager. So if anybody out there wants to sponsor our new INBA, that would be wonderful because it's really going to change the face of bodybuilding. And it's all about the athletes because without the athletes, there are no bodybuilding shows.
Yes, and the drug standards are equal to what the IOC employs. WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association standards. The urine samples are sent to the CCES in Montreal, which has the highest standards of drug detection in the world. So this is a wonderful association. To be a member, you have to have a polygraph, which is not 100%, and nothing is, because we know that you're not allowed to use drugs in the Olympics, and they're catching athletes all the time. But you still got to have that filter. And then the INB also has random drug testing throughout the year.
That's right.
That's good because it catches the baddies off guard.
That's right. So if you sign up to do a special competition in the East or the West, you have to be aware that any time in that year they can come to your home and ask for
Well, it's just great test. To see men and women who, because of hard work, dedication, and loyalty and strict dieting, get up on stage and demonstrate what you can do naturally at all ages, and reveal new standards for moving into the future.
And these competitions are the East and the West, and it is a qualifying to go down to Las Vegas to do the Natural Olympia.
Yes, and that's great because...
That is exciting.
As a little boy, I was brokenhearted when I found out that every single individual that competes in the Mr. Olympia, male and female, is absolutely on roids, growth hormone, amphetamines, stimulants, you name it. There's absolutely no way that anybody can build a body that is being presented on stage at the Olympia without the use of drugs. And yes, they've got the genetics, and yes, they work hard, and yes, they're loyal and all the rest of it, but those guys are destroying themselves.
Yeah, it is short-lived. It really is. But this natural bodybuilding, and you as the education director, which is unheard of in any bodybuilding association, is teaching people that you can train for the rest of your life and raise your standard of health and look wonderful.
Absolutely. So we look forward to that.
And I look forward to that too.
To that interview. That will be wonderful. Okay, so let's get into your hot topic, dear.
Well, my hot topic is, come on, ladies, pump it up. So many times I've gone into the gym and most of the ladies are doing classes or cardio or Swiss ball or the ropes or yada, 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 or laying on the floor. Hey, that's terrific. But I ask them if they do weights and the answers are all pretty much the same. I'm scared of the weights. I don't want to get too big. I don't want to gain weight. I don't want to look like those girls in those magazines. And I say, good bloody luck.
Say what?
I do. How many times do you and I go to new gyms and it's few and far between that we see monster women with bulging bodies overloaded with striated muscle? How often does that happen, Corey?
A little more often, maybe in California,
yeah.
In Venice Beach,
yeah.
But not up here.
But,
no way.
I just find these women, and then when they do weights, they're doing like 2.5 pounds, 5 pounds, and it's
no
amazing.
Intensity.
And so what I've got a couple of girls now that I'm training, and they're great girls, and they really want to get into really good shape. They want to look like they train, because they do train. They go to the gym 5 days a week, but they're smooth, and they're kind of square looking. So they say, Tracy, can you help me? So with training with weights correctly, and lifting a little heavier with some intensity, and also changing their diet around, getting on that protein shake, both of the girls are just absolutely amazed at the changes.
Absolutely.
They cannot believe what a protein shake will do for them. They
have
no idea.
The features of their skin, the lines,
yeah.
the look that they want is starting to come through,
yes.
Because of the weight training.
Yeah. And I tell them, get off the pop, get off everything, just drink water. So now they're so excited, they're telling all their friends, and their friends are starting to see the results. But the friends don't really know. They say, you look different, you look really good, but they don't really know how to say you're getting more definition in your muscle. So I tell women that muscle is the health engine. And the more muscle on the body, the stronger the immune system. So I train heavy, but I'm not big, so they can relate to that a little bit.
Do you know
bit.
Why you're not big? Because you've got 1/40th the amount of testosterone in your body than I do. And you might get a little bigger if I started injecting you with it, but that's the limitation. And women have E on their brain, estrogen. That hormone limits the growth of muscle in your body. That's why women tend to have a little extra body fat. And when they train really, really hard, they don't get big and muscular. Although there are some exceptions. Some women have told me,
exceptions,
my legs get
rule.
Really big.
Yeah.
But then we look at the diet.
Exactly.
Hey, pull back on those carbs. Change your protein intake.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get the diet down right and the training right, and cardio certainly is important, but when I walk in the gym, I see every single cardio piece with someone
it's
on
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
And the weight training area is completely empty.
I know, which is good for
us. So get on that floor, ladies. Start pumping some iron. Get up, have a warm-up first, and then hit the cardio, and don't do the cardio first, because that's
get
a big one,
get someone to help you first, I would think, to find out how to, because you could hurt yourself. You need a good base for balance, strength.
The execution of motion
exactly.
is absolutely imperative.
Absolutely.
But don't be afraid to push and pull with some intensity.
Okay.
Right?
Absolutely. So they get it when I tell them about the muscle, and it's not just about looking good, which you will look good, but you know what I thought was really funny, Corey, is just in a May issue of The Province, it says how to get the ideal beach bod. And you know what the new trend is now, Corey? The new trend is lift weights, drink water, and be consistent. Gee, as in May 2005, that's the new trend.
Really? I haven't heard of that trend.
I'm like, I had to rip this out. I stole it from the gym, this piece of paper. And it just talks about do weights. This firms the muscle, giving the skin a taunter look, And it also helps to burn fat, and it firms you up. And what else did it say? It diminishes the look of cellulite. Strength training tightens up those soft spots. And it says be consistent, train 5 or 6 days a week, and also drink water to help stay hydrated.
I think it's better just to get a total makeover, to dye your hair.
Get an extreme makeover. Surgery.
To get all the surgery that's available. I mean, what the hell? Who cares about the weight training?
Yes, I know. But I thought that was really funny that this is the new trend for 2005 to get a beach body.
Well, it goes down to the bone, too. That's the thing about you can change the outside of your body, but you can't do nothing about what's going on inside unless you pump some iron and move your body. That's how you get down, right down to the bone marrow, and change things from the inside out. So that's the key with doing it right.
Oh, absolutely. So I just think it's kind of funny that this is a new trend.
All we can do is shake our head. Of course, you know, this is what the fitness industry and the health food industry has been saying for decades and millennia, and now it's just starting to catch on. So let's be thankful that it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, that was a great hot topic. And to bring our he said, she said to a conclusion, what is your final word?
My final word is by the one and only Arnold Schwarzenegger. Strength does not come from winning. Our struggles develop our strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength.